Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello.
Welcome to another Audio Lovegram.
This is Lucy Schwartz. The song is called When We Were Young. And I'm not really sure, as I'm often saying to you, how this song got to be the one that's being played right now. It's always a little bit of a mysterious journey. Well, not really a journey. Let me pause this. Not really a journey so much as I open up. Sometimes I open up Google and just search on a word. Sometimes I look. I've told you guys this before. I've got a playlist that I call Feel Good / Hospice that is, it's got, gosh, more than 300 things in it right now, 300 songs that sort of represent different things to me, parts of my life or memories or connections, or they elicit certain feelings. And so sometimes I just open that. That's what I did today. I just opened it up and clicked on something. This song, When We Were Young, I think what it maybe, I love this, how the mind works. There may have been something in the back of my mind about thinking of what it is to be an older person. And I don't feel old, and hopefully you don't feel old. Hopefully we have this spirit. My mom, I love this. My mom is in her mid-80s, and she's often, to me, just like a little girl. And not in a bad way, not in a childish way, but just in a spirited way. And yet, I think there's something about this song that does connect to what's been on my mind this week, and especially the last few days, which has to do with what I feel is part of my job. I'm putting job in quotes. Oh, wait, time for a sip of coffee. I just glanced over and saw it over there looking at me like, hey, I'm just over here getting cold if you're not going to drink me. So the thing is, I talked to someone that I hadn't talked to in a long time earlier this week, and he and I somehow went down this whole path, which it was so much fun. We just went down this path of ways that we've given things to people that, of course, have been huge gifts to us. I forgot what. Oh, I know. I have to pick up this thread. I feel like it's part of my job to remind us all, and I'm always the first one who needs reminded of this, that our lives are not our lives are not limitless. Our lives are finite. And it's hard to remember that. And I, for whatever reason, remind myself of this fairly frequently, probably because I intentionally, I've got a lot of recordings that I made for myself that remind me of this. Like, hey, it feels sometimes like you're going to be alive forever. You know, it feels as if you have all the time in the world to love people, to meet people, to create experiences, to grow, but you don't. And I don't say this, I don't want to be, you know, morbid. That's a weird word. We don't even really use that word much anymore, do we? Which is interesting. I don't say it to be depressing or to bring anybody down. Actually, it's the opposite. I say it because, and we all know this, right? We know that because our lives are limited, we get that poignancy around experiences and particularly around people. My computer's making noises. I'm sorry. Let's listen to a tiny bit more music to overshadow those dings of the... She just said you like to run you like to, I don't know what she said. I think she said you like to run, so we run to the distant shores, maybe, which seems poignant in itself. So I was talking to someone this week, and we were talking about this, right? What I'm talking to about, like, wow, life goes by fast, right? Especially, I don't know how old you are. And it's different, I think, for everyone. I think it was last week I was telling you about my Dr. DeJulia, one of my teachers, slamming his fist on the desk and saying, you know, time is relative. You think you have all the time in the world right now. It feels so expansive. But you just wait. You know, as you get older, it's going to go by really fast. Make the most of it. Make the most of it. And it's so whatever age you are, you may or may not be feeling it. But I want to remind you that it does go by fast. And one of the things that is so essential is to try whenever we can, not all the time, but just every once in a while to pause and imagine if I were on my deathbed right now, if this, you know, was nearing the end, this experience of being alive, how would I feel? You know, would I, what sorts of moments would I be thinking about? What would I wish that I had created for myself or for other people? If you're very, very brave, you'll pause this recording right now, set a timer for 60 seconds, and ask yourself that question to see what comes in. Or after you're done listening to this, you'll set a timer for 10 minutes and journal about it. Or make yourself a recording, just like I do. Just turn on the recording app on your phone and just start talking to yourself. You can always delete it. You know, nobody has to hear it. But one of the things, you guys know this because I have repeated this a lot, but Bronnie Ware, who wrote The Five Regrets of the Dying, one of those top five is, I wish I had expressed my love to people in my life. I wish I had spent more time with the people I love. I wish I had focused more on relationships in my life. We all know this. And certainly, when we were in the midst of the pandemic, I think a lot of us felt it more acutely than we may be now. You know, people are a little bit more distracted again. So I was having this conversation on the phone with somebody, and we were talking about when we create really memorable moments with someone, how good it feels. And he said, I don't understand. Everyone knows this. We all know that when we make other people happy, we feel happy. It's the way it works. And why don't we do that more often? You know, as a culture, as a society. Instead, it can often sometimes feel that often sometimes it's kind of a weird expression. I better have a sip of coffee, clear up my mind a little. Anyway, we were thinking, like, what is it? You know, why don't we do it more if it makes us so happy and it makes other people happy, and then they go off and there's a ripple effect of making other people happy? What keeps us from that? And, you know, one of the things we were thinking is, like, first of all, maybe because people don't do it for us. So maybe there's a sense of, like, well, nobody does that for me. Why do I have to be the one to start this whole, like, love circle, right? I think another thing is that we're so busy. And I want to take a moment to just applaud you because you're here. You're listening to something that, you know, I hope that, you know, might give you a little touch of inspiration or a little touch of a pause about your life to give you time to reflect on something. So a lot of people just don't do that. And so they're so busy, they just don't even think of this whole topic. So I was thinking before I created this recording for you that there's kind of almost like a little hierarchy of ways that we can reach out to people. And I want to encourage you, here in the United States, it's Valentine's Day this week. I think people celebrate it around the world. I should have looked that up. Doesn't matter. I like to think of Valentine's Day as just simply a day to pause and reflect on love and to maybe offer love, especially to someone who may be feeling sad or lost or disappointed, grieving. You know, I think it's just a good reminder of that, rather than the sort of Hallmark Valentine's Day that's really more focused on romantic love. Although I think even they've branched out now. But so here's what I want to say. Like, will you take this opportunity to reach out to someone, you know, in the spirit of, you know, oftentimes at the end of life, people wish they had done this more. Will you do it this week? And I'm going to give you, I was thinking about this, and there's like a little hierarchy, right? So first of all, something as simple as a text. We all know this. Like, well, I got one yesterday, you know, a friend just saying, hey, you are on my mind. I just want to tell you, I love you so much. And, you know, let's have a call soon. That's it. And it's so happy making. Just to know that we're being thought of is amazing. So never underestimate the power of a text. And if you wanted to elevate that, you know, to the next level, we've talked about this many times, you can create an audio text so that someone can hear your voice. They can hear the love in your voice. Maybe they hear a song like I do for you. You just play a song and talk over it. Or, you know, you could go to the next level, which might be to actually take the time to find a stamp, find an envelope, and send something in the mail. It could be a card. It could be a postcard. You could cut a piece of paper and doodle on it. You know, that can be amazing. Think about it, right? Like, it doesn't matter what you get in the mail. When it's personal, it's super fun. You could go the next level up and you could actually reach out to someone and say, I'd love to have a call with you this week. I connected with someone yesterday that I hadn't talked to, oh, for probably 20 years. We went to college together. We'd gone different ways and we reconnected. It was so much fun. It was just absolutely delightful. I was energized and uplifted. That connection, she and I were both talking about how important there's something about just the people in our lives. They create this beautiful, like, jeweled necklace, right? Each person brings a little different color or sparkle. So you could actually do that. Be the one. Set up a call. And when you're on that call, you could go to the next level of expressing love and ask them a question that elicits something that might not normally come out of a call, right? Instead of asking, like, how are you? Or, you know, what have you been doing? Those things can sometimes get the old, like, squawky poly mind talking about hard things, negative things. Not that it's bad to talk about those by any stretch of the imagination. But, like, what if you asked about their favorite memory of a Valentine's Day in their life, right? Maybe when they were a kid, like, did you have a Valentine box at school when you were a kid? Do you have any stories about that? Like, to start to get to know each other again, right? And asking questions. In my coaching group, we were touching on some stories from different parts of people's lives. And we've known each other for several years, some of us in this group. And it was so much fun to learn new things. And then it seems like the sort of like the last piece of this is to actually create a memorable moment. And you guys know you're always receiving things from me. Like this week, I sent out something about photo booths. Something so simple, not terribly expensive, you know, but it's, hey, yeah, there's a photo booth over at this particular place in our town. Let's have a date. Let's take funny hats and go to the photo booth. Something like that, right? And of course, that's just one idea out of a million things you could do that would create a special moment to elevate this relationship you have with someone. I know I'm kind of been, I feel like I've been a little bit all over the place. I don't know. And one of my practices is to just let that be okay. You know, to let myself be messy, because otherwise I would trip all over myself never starting things if I thought that I had to be perfect. So one of the reasons I don't like to script things is it makes me feel anxious. It makes me feel as if there's some standard or some bar I have to reach. But really, what I hope for these love grams is that it's a chance for me to talk to you as if we're sitting across the table having our coffee, sip, sip time. I'm drinking out of, just so you know, my mother bought me this cup from a place that is near her called Apple Castle. And my cup has a donut and an apple on it. And it says, "Do not worry, live happily." And I love that she gave me this mug, and I love drinking my coffee from it. And I love talking to you. And I want to encourage you to also have that aspect of it in whatever way that you may take me up on this encouragement to reach out to someone for Valentine's, whether it's a simple text or actually creating a memorable moment or anything that I mentioned in between, anything that you may think of that I didn't even list, that you do it with a sense of freedom, that you do it with a sense of there's no right way, that you do it with a sense of I'm just coming from love. I want to connect. I want to feel that we're all in this together. And I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be anything other than who I am in the moment. That's what I want for you, right? Because that is where there's so much energy and life force. Maybe I tripped over words or phrases, or maybe I got stuck or lost in our conversation. But maybe there were other parts where something landed with you, or it landed with me and helped me. Certainly talking to you always helps me get to another level of seeing something about whatever I'm talking about. You know, conversation does that, and especially conversation with a good friend. And I do feel like you're my friend, whether I've met you, not met you, emailed with you or not. I thank you for being here. We are all just walking each other home. Thank you, Ram Dass, for that beautiful, beautiful legacy of a statement. Thank you all. If you reach out in any way to someone this week for Valentine's Day, particularly someone who may be feeling sad or lost or lonely, let me know. Send me an email. Just tell me about it. I'd love to hear. I may not always be able to respond to everything, but I do read everything, and I love you. Love to hear from you. Sending you a great big hug. Bye-bye.